Reardon?
Aye.
Manchester?
Trout Unlimited.
Primary concerns are the water quality and other impacts on fish habitat, and there are a couple of issue statements in either the basis statement or the response to comments that I wanted to address briefly. The first of those is that there was considerable comment and considerable discussion in the response to comments on concerns raised by many commenters, including us, about specific protections of fish and wildlife habitat. And in particular, I want to call your attention to page 113 of your packet, which is where the section I want to address is. And the comments largely dealt with concerns about impacts to fish and wildlife habitat and other public values. And I just wanted to note, this is something we've commented on multiple times since 2012, including with a number of suggestions for improvements. The response largely depends on the language that's cited at the bottom of page 113. This is language from the proposed rule. Surface mining shall not be allowed within 1 mile and underground mining within 1/4 mile of jurisdictional limits of the following, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's a list of protected areas there. I want to note the staff's acknowledgement that those protections are primarily intended to address, quote, scenic and aesthetic impacts, which I agree with. The one exception to that, and we're grateful for this one, is that it does specifically provide protection to any river federally designated under the Endangered Species Act as critical habitat. I'll say that includes about half of the salmon habitat in the state, because a lot of it is not within the distinct population segment or not so designated. But with respect to brook trout, landlocked salmon, Arctic char, and lake trout, the protections for great ponds only include great ponds that were recognized by the Maine's Finest Lake and Maine Wildland Lakes assessments for their scenic qualities. That assessment also included an assessment of lakes that were outstanding for fisheries qualities, for wildlife, for botanic characteristics. There may have been one other category, and we had previously suggested both here and in the legislature that you include those. I just want to be clear, what you're protecting in those lake resources is not their fish resources, it's just their scenic resources, because you're only protecting those lakes that were selected for their scenic resources. There is some overlap, but if you included those with outstanding fisheries resources, for example, you'd add a significantly larger number. The second point I wanted to make, there's discussion in the basis statement, and maybe this is in part of the meeting still to come, but many of our comments, including ours, but also other folks, talked about the concerns that the statute that you have limits your ability to protect some of the things that we're talking about, including significantly, but not exclusively, the following. There's the groundwater contamination, which there was a little bit of issue discussion about in Mr. Bennett's comments, protections for public lands, the specific requirement provisions in the 2012 law regarding mining in floodplains, and several others. My hope is that there'll be some recommendations from this committee regarding changes to statute. The basis statement says that there was a discussion of those at this meeting that hasn't occurred yet, so I hope that's still coming. But I do hope this committee will make some suggestions for statutory changes to some of those areas. And again, we and others have suggested some of those in the past. Finally, I just want to reiterate and add a little bit to Mr. Bennett's comments about wet cover and tailings. Like him, I was struck that the discussion of the distinction or non-distinction between a tailings pond and a wet mine waste unit was clearer today, because we're admitting that there's not a distinction. But I did not agree with the assessment that tailings are going to be fine material that would be more and therefore not under wet covers and of less concern, and that all other mine waste would be larger material and less susceptible to moving. I think Mr. Bennett covered well the idea that the waste rock and other non-tailings wastes are going to be of a variety of sizes, some of them subject to moving, some of them not. But the bigger concern is, or at least the equal concern of the material moving, is the water that they're covered with moving, which is almost certainly going to be contaminated. And again, if you're talking about storage of very large volumes of material under very large volumes of water, in structures engineered by man, you're going to have failures that will, even if they don't allow the materials themselves to move, allow the contaminated water they are covered with to move. And that's going to be a significant water quality and habitat concern of ours. And again, I appreciate the time for letting me go out of turn here. Thank you.
Any questions for Jeff?